Good morning. Good morning, my friends. Welcome to the podcast, The Millionaire of the Diamonds. And I'm so excited. Now, I know what Melanie Miller is going to say. She's always excited, but I really am. As soon as I get an aha moment, Monique, I go crazy. I go ballistics. Like, you have no idea. So today's subject is about the timeless physics of good to great. So thank you to my astronaut, Marie-Pierre Tétrault, and my doctorate's degree, Melanie Miller, explaining me the difference between engineering and physics of things. So in my simplistic way, physics, when it's physics, it's guaranteed if you throw yourself out of a 20th floor, physics is there's gravity and you're going to hit the floor. I mean, I don't care if it's 100 years later, you're going to hit the floor, right? So in my simple mind, because I failed math over and over again, and I'm associated with two mathematicians, I went, oh, I can understand this in my simplistic way. But before we dive into the subject, we're going to start by sharing, and we want to talk about the contest, because as of next week, Marie-Pierre, I forgot to tell you my idea. Oh, okay, later. No, okay, never mind. Okay, Marie-Pierre, over to you.
Okay, so yes, we want you to share the podcast this morning. So if you are on Podbean, if you are on Facebook, at the bottom of your screen, you will see the arrow so you can share. So if you are on Podbean, you can share on every social media platform, and you can also share by Messenger and by text message. And you have the text that you just copy paste when you share the podcast so people understand why they should listen this morning. And if you are on Facebook, same thing, you can share. Now you can share everywhere on Facebook. So that means personal profile, story, page, and a VIP group. And of course, again, by Messenger too. So if you have someone that you want to make sure that they listen to it, share by Messenger, by text message. That's the best way so they will listen to the podcast this morning. And then we have our challenges. Yes. So our top 5 months today to contribute the most on our Facebook group. At the end of the month, we'll get the notebook. And month to date, we have Joanne Corbeil, we have Louise Gauthier, Danny Chartrand, Liz Boucher, and number one, we have Kendra Sevingasso. So congratulations, and everyone who contributed during the month. So when you publish on the groups, so when you comment, when you leave a reaction, you will be in the draw to win a t-shirt, Les Millionnaires des Diamants. And then we'll have a t-shirt for everyone who joined the group during the month, and for everyone who invites someone new to the group during the month too. And then we'll have another draw for everyone when you receive your book, Les Millionnaires des Diamants, the agenda, Les Millionnaires des Diamants, or you're reading a part and you want to share, go post it on your social media, tag Maria Mariano, tag Les Millionnaires des Diamants, and you will be in the draw for a t-shirt. And the last one is the new one for our Shopify Les Millionnaires des Diamants, so Les Millionnaires des Diamants boutique. So when you place your order or when you receive your order, take a picture and post it on the group so you'll be in the draw for a t-shirt, Les Millionnaires des Diamants.
Thank you, Marie-Pierre, and I'm so excited to talk to you about my new idea for the draws and the top 5, maybe the top 10. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I want to say a huge thank you. You know, Liz is here with us religiously, Danny, Louise, Kendra. Thank you, Kendra, for really contributing from the English side. I truly appreciate it. Thank you, Matthew. Thank you, Liz, again, for taking care of our Podbean people who join, and then I see you welcoming them. Thank you so much. Jacqueline, Starkly, Marie-France, taking care of Facebook. Thank you so much. And what can I say? Thank you for those that go on live and actually do an inspirational moment live. And this is, I encourage you to do it, because don't forget, the group, Inspirational, The Millionaire of the Diamonds, is a private group, right? And anybody that has joined means that they are there to level up. They are there, like us, to work every day on being a better version of ourselves. They are there, like us, that strive for financial freedom, debt-free, and like us, want to make enough money to help others out. So what's the beauty of a group like this and not public? Because, you know, we've done lives on pro pages and you always have some haters, and you always have, I call it, the trolls of Facebook. There's no trolls on that platform. So it allows you to embed, if that's, I could use that, your skills of speaking, sharing your thoughts without being threatened by the trolls of Facebook. So I encourage you highly to just go there and just come out with whatever, you know. You're making a walk this morning, Monique, and you have a moment of aha. Well, you know what? Go live, and share it with everyone. So today, as Maria Mariano, 40 plus years in multi-level marketing, I can confirm what you will hear today is indeed the timeless physics of transitioning from good to great. Simply because I have been in my Tupperware multi-level marketing business for over 40 years, and I continually strive to go from good to great. So I didn't stop once we achieved our first millions. We didn't stop once we achieved our first 5 million. We keep going and going and going and going and going. And now there's this magical idea after doing yesterday's podcast that this $280 million of sales in 1 year will be achieved, Melanie Miller, faster than I thought. And simply because I challenged what the book asked me to do, and I actually did the exercise, and I figured out what the physics of our business are and what we need to re-engineer, I hope I'm saying it correctly, to be able to achieve greatness. So the core principles that underline great organizations stand unchanging. Even as the world around us transforms, we must maintain a commitment to these principles. This has been and will always continue to be. This is the cornerstone of success. For us in Tupperware, selling product, period, is how we make money. Period. Selling product. Like, you know, yeah, but you say talk about recruiting. Yeah, but we need recruits that sell product. Yeah, but you talk about promoting managers. Yeah, we need managers that train recruits on how to sell a product. You know, and I can go on and on, right? Period. So we went from demonstrating a leak-proof Wonderlier bowl in homes by throwing them around, you know, brownie wise, that's what she thought back 80 years ago, to going to doing cooking classes and in-house parties, to now 100% online business model, right? So we have different forms. We have the form of VIP groups, the advantageous order. We have the Tupperware party. We have the VIP messenger, and I can go on and on and on. The methods of selling has evolved, but the goal remains the same: to achieve outstanding results. Great companies are built on the ability to consistently generate extraordinary results. Now, the key word here is results, no matter the industry shifting landscape. So this is what happened to me in 2023. We had a good year. We were number two in the world with over $25 million. But that's not what drives me. What drives me is bringing my company to the next level. So I sat down and I crunched a little bit of numbers. And a few of you, like Monique, like Marie-Pierre, like Melanie, we've met one-on-one. And you know that we are not meeting the equation of every 10 recruits equals a manager, every 10 manager equals a director. Simply because the physics selling product, period, is not there. So for us to be able to achieve every 10 recruits promotes a manager, they have to sell product. Anyways, so I went back and I said to myself, well, what changed? Well, training. You've got to train the people to sell product, because selling requires skills, and skills are teachable. So what happened back in the days, people came to training because I was the trainer. I was the element they gravitated to. So whether my leader was there or not, they still came. And it took a while for me this morning as I thought through the process, the engineering. Is that okay, Marie-Pierre, for me to say? I'm trying to use the brains, the smart people's words. Okay, the engineering was that Maria Mariano is the business leader. People will go to training because she's training. I don't train anymore. Now that has become my director's responsibility. But my recruit doesn't know Melanie Miller, neither for Adam or Eve, right? So they don't go unless I go. So in the revision of all of this, I just reconfirmed what instinctively I had realized in January. If my director is not present at the class, her new recruits will not go. There's no element attracting them. The only element that will attract them now is they'll be able to be on the private messenger group tonight with their director, Melanie Miller. Everybody, I'm hoping I'm explaining it good. So the engineering of it has changed. It's no longer Maria Mariano, the main source of attraction, but it has to be, there has to be a source of attraction that attracts them, because until we don't train them to sell product, nothing is going to work anymore. So the question I asked myself and I ask you, what are the keys to success? This is what we need to ask ourselves. And that's what I did January 1st. And thanks to a podcast of Jean-Philippe and Sylvain Lalonde, this, I find it so connected right now, okay? That's where I got that aha moment to meet my directors individually. Anyways, identifying these and adapting our strategies accordingly is crucial in the relentless pursuit of greatness. Now, that's what I have, right, Melanie? I am relentless. And I don't settle for good. I look at the results. I look at the, yeah, but you got, you know, 20,000 recruits, but they're not selling. We're not activating one out of three. And that's what you need to be able to do. So let's challenge our methods, rethink our approaches, and strive for results that not only meet, but exceed our expectations, my friends. So as I always say, in multi-level marketing, more people will equal more sales. So definitely we need more recruits, but more recruits that would sell. So recruit, train to sell, and bring them to leadership position. But the underlying physics remains the same. Relentless dedication to achieving and sustaining great results. So with no further ado, to understand the engineering part. Last night, we had so much fun because Marie-Pierre and Melanie Miller, oh yeah, and me, Maria Mariano, you know, that barely made it through CJEP. I'm going, what the hell are they talking about? So I'll leave it up in their hands, okay? Then they went to duplicability versus recoupability. They lost me. So for the rest, I leave you in the university hands. Go ahead, Melanie.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. And it is lovely to be back in my office. I can't deny I'm enjoying that. So we're talking today about the timeless physics of good to great. So in this ever-evolving world, sometimes a question may arrive that challenges whether old ideas should be thrown out and new ones introduced. In fact, new ideas are needed all the time, but they are built on fixed requirements, on timeless principles. What we are searching for constantly is what are the timeless principles that organize human performance. The world is always evolving. Nothing stands still. In my lifetime, I have seen the introduction of many new things. There was no internet when I was 20, and Alan and I managed to keep our relationship going using telephone boxes back in 1982. Where we are in the evolution of the world is irrelevant to the context of this book. We are looking for the timeless principle that makes a company move from good to great. Let us consider how to understand a timeless principle. We can equate that to a law of physics, where there are some things that are actually irrefutable. It does not matter, for example, how anything is put up in the air, whether it's dropped from a big height, whether it's catapulted, whether it's thrown, whether it's near to the ground, whether it's high to the ground, everything will fall to the ground. That is the law of physics. The propulsing into the air are just the way we propel things into the air is just a different method of something getting there. Consider my use of the telephone box. If the principle introduced many years ago was to allow communication between individuals who were not in the same place, this is a timeless principle. But the way we do it now versus the immediate access that we have in our hands to communicate with people is vastly different to what we did when the first telephones were introduced. The communication principle is timeless, but how to do it is ever evolving. So what is it that creates enduring great organizations? What is the difference between a good and a great company, between an excellent or a mediocre? How can you tell the difference? In the evaluation of the results, and every company has those. So Jim Collins believes that the timeless principle that makes a company move from good to great is replicability, slightly different from duplicability. When something is duplicable, it means it can be duplicated, which means that it is exactly copied. Take a scientific experiment. In my PhD, I regularly prepared duplicated batches of a powder to test them for plasticity or elasticity. It was the same size, same volume, same forces each time. The tests were duplicated. However, the moment I changed the powder being studied, it was no longer duplicated. Everything was not identical. As soon as I did that, I was replicating the process. But the process, although it was the same, was acting on a different powder. That means it wasn't duplicated. So just by changing one element when you do something, it becomes a replication, not a duplication. So if you think about human beings, no human being is identical to any other. So no matter what process you do, somebody is going to do it differently. Like making a cup of tea or driving a car is like a timeless principle, but how you do it is different. So it's not duplicated, it's replicated. A timeless principle of replicability means that great results can be produced over and over again by actions that are in place in a company that are replicable. Take a company like McDonald's. No matter where you go in the world, you know as soon as you see it. That you have arrived at a McDonald's restaurant. The food prices are always reasonable, as that is one of McDonald's principles. But they're not duplicated because it's dependent on the country's economy. But they are, so they're not identical. The layout of each restaurant is the same style, give or take country individuality. It is replicable, but not identical. In fact, everything McDonald's does is replicable. And that's one of the reasons why they continue to grow and are recognized as great. At Les Diamants, we want to be the McDonald's of Tupperware. We want to produce constantly great results through replicable practices. We strive to find the formula which every single consultant can reproduce with confidence. Our practices are ever evolving and need to, but the success of the company will be measured by its replicability. We will move from being a good Tupperware business to a great Tupperware business. So I'm excited to follow this book and see how Jim Collins can get us there. And in the meantime, Marie-Pierre is, I'm sure, going to give us a quiz or questionnaire, which is going to help us understand this even more. Over to you, Marie-Pierre.
Thank you, Manny. And yes, you are right. Of course, I have a quiz for you this morning. So yes, we want to have that journey of going from good to great. But what is required is, yes, that replicability. It's a crucial role if you want to go from good to great. So replicability will ensure that your success will not be like for a musician, a one-hit wonder. But it's going to be consistent achievement that can be replicated and scaled. So the quiz is really there to help you introspect on whether your action, your strategy, your mindset are not just effective, but also replicable. So I have 10 questions for you this morning that you can answer A, B, C, or D. Today, you need to answer only one. I know yesterday was a weird one. You could answer more than one, but today, choose one, the one that will be the best for you. So let's start with number one. So when you achieve a success in a project, what do you do? A, I feel pleased but unsure on how to repeat it. B, I celebrate and move on to the next challenge without much thought. C, I analyze the key factor that led to success to use them again. Or D, I document and create a template based on your successful approach. Number two, how do you approach problem solving in your daily life? A, each problem is unique. I will improvise as I go. B, I have a general approach, but often rely on intuition. C, I use proven methods that have worked in the past. Or D, I develop and refine standard procedure for different type of problems. Number three, when you learn a new skill that benefits you, what do you do? A, enjoy the personal growth without further action. B, I share it with a few close friends or colleagues. C, I integrate it into your routine practice for consistent results. Or D, you teach it to others to ensure that the skills application is widespread. Question number four. In your professional or personal growth, what do you do? A, you rely on your spontaneous opportunity for advancement. B, you set goals but lack a consistent strategy for achieving them. C, you follow a replicable model for goal setting and achievement. Or D, you regularly review and adjust a proven strategy for continuous improvement. Number five, when you face a setback or a failure, what is your response? A, you feel disheartened and find it hard to bounce back. B, you move on quickly without delving too deeply into the reasons. C, you reflect on the experience and identify lessons for the future. Or D, you systematically analyze the failure to enhance your replicable strategies. Number six, how do you share successes and effective strategy with your team or your colleagues? A, I'm modest and I don't usually share my successes. B, I share stories of success but not in a structured way. C, I discuss what worked well and encourage others to try it. Or D, I create guides or workshops to systematically share successful strategy. Number seven, regarding feedback and advice from mentors or successful peers. Do you A, listen but struggle to see how it applies to you? Do you B, take notes but rarely review them later? Do you C, apply relevant advice to your own strategy? Or do you D, adapt it and integrate the advice into a replicable framework for success? Number eight, When it comes to managing your time and productivity, what do you do? A, tackle tasks as they come without a fixed system. B, try different productivity methods but lack consistency. C, use a proven productivity system that will work for you. Or D, continuously refine a personal productivity system that could be replicated by others. Number 9, in dealing with interpersonal conflict or challenges, what do you do? A, handle each situation uniquely without a standard approach. B, I rely on instinct and personal experiences in the moment. C, I apply conflict resolution strategy that have worked before. Or D, use a structured, replicable approach to navigate and resolve the conflict. And the last one, number 10, when considering your lifestyle and habits related to your health and well-being, do you A, go with the flow, following what feels right at the moment? Do you B, try different health trends sporadically? Do you C, stick to a set of health practices that have proven benefit for you? Or do you D, develop a comprehensive, replicable routine for maintaining your well-being? So now that you answer those 10 questions, you can count how many A's, how many B's, how many C's, and how many D's did you get. So you want to reflect on your answer to have a better idea of your degree of recapability is already in your action. So if you have mostly A, you may tend to approach tasks and challenges on case-by-case basis, so relying more on an improvisation than on replicable strategy. So this can be a sign to start identifying your patterns for your success and failure to develop more structured approaches that can be replicated for consistent results. If you have mostly B, you have a sense of what works and might occasionally apply successful strategy, but there's room to increase your consistency and systematization in your approach. So consider how you can turn occasional wins into repeatable processes. If you have mostly C, you're on the right track. So employing strategy that have worked in the past and integrating them into your routine. So the next step is to refine those strategy, making them more systematic and teachable to others. And if you have mostly D's, you exemplify the principle of replicability. So not only applying successful strategy consistently, but also refining and sharing them with others. So this approach is key to moving from good to great, as it will ensure that your methods will for achieving success are sustainable and will be scalable. So remember that from going from good to great, first is the ability of being replicable. So you want to replicate the success that you have, ensuring that excellence will become the standard, not an exception. So today, think about it, reflect on your action, and for everything that you do, ask yourself, is it something that can be replicable? Is it something that I can teach to someone else and will have the same success? So just think about it for everything that you do today. And you will continue that reflection to make sure that you are ready to go from good to great. So on that, I wish you a beautiful day and we'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye, everyone.